honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes, and before I forget, I want to thank Dave Clark for introducing us to his friend Jim Friel, who will celebrate birthday number 100 in a little more than a week in Topeka, Kansas, where one photo on his wall of Marine Corps memories might make you do a double take. It's an x-ray of his neck, and there's something there that shouldn't be there. It's been there since February 19, 1945, and the first day of the Battle of Iwo Jima, when Jim, serving with the 5th Marine Division, was part of the second wave of Marines landing on that small volcanic outpost in the Pacific.
So some guys, you know, have shared with me, they got wounded, it sent them home, it was a $1 million wound, and they were excited to come home. I'm not getting the sense that you were excited to come home.
No, I wanted to be there until the end. Finish the job, never leave any. You know, I was trained or taught when I was in school, never played. Don't do anything you can't finish. Don't leave a job half done.
So tell me about that. They send you home, and you come back here to Topeka, right?
Yeah. Came back and was here on a 30-day leave, including travel time. And travel at that time was either by bus or something like that, unless you could afford a plane, and nobody did. You'd hitchhike across the country. You could go anywhere in uniform in those days.
In fact, I think I read that you hitchhiked to your home, and your mom was a bit surprised.
Oh, absolutely. She almost fainted when I came to the door. But I hitchhiked from Corvallis, Oregon. That's where the hospital was. Spent the night in jail in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Stopped there. It was snowing, and the old town marshal come by. He says, come on down in the station. We sat there and talked. He had a son in the Marine Corps. We talked till 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, go in there and lay down in one of those cells. He said, I won't lock the door.
I'm sure when you said spent the night in jail, people had all kinds of ideas, oh, yeah. But yeah. So you made it all the way back, and your parents didn't know you were coming.
They had no idea. You know, that I used to get aggravated at my mother. She'd call the Red Cross because I hadn't written. Well, the military wouldn't let you tell where you were or what you were doing or anything about the terrain because that would give away your location of your troop. So if you can't write anything, why even write? Although you could write free on the corner and you wouldn't have to buy a stamp. Some things weren't logical to me. Uh-huh. But that's life.
So your mother almost fainted, but I'm sure she was relieved to have you home.
The sad part about it, I was home when they got notification that my brother had been killed. You know, it was a shock to her when those two officers came up the sidewalk in uniform, dressed blue uniform, to let her know that her son had been killed.
You were there.
And I was home, which may have been helpful to her. Or maybe she thought like I thought. Why not me? When, you know, I'm older, so I've been here longer. He's got a lot longer to live than me. So I don't know.
Well, you just partially answered my next question. You said maybe it helped her to have you there, but I'm wondering how this affected you, because this is your brother, 14 months younger, that you grew up with, did everything with. He went in the Marines first. He'd already survived Guadalcanal and Peleliu, and you find out he was killed at Okinawa. How did that affect you?
See, he was involved in the first battle of the war, Guadalcanal. That was our first engagement, and killed on the last battle of the war, Okinawa. So it didn't really seem fair, but then who's to say who's fair?
And did you ever get any details about what happened to him?
He was killed by mortar shrapnel. I think there was along about that same time, one of their generals and a newscaster was killed. Yeah. Remember? Ernie Pyle, on that same action.
And you've had a very productive life since the war, and that's still going. Have you ever contemplated what kinds of things Bill would have done had he survived?
We'd had a good time together. I know that. We had a good time growing up. I have no idea. I don't know what his aspiration would have been.
You can't lose anyone closer to you than your brother. But it also occurs to me, you have a picture on your wall of your unit, your platoon that went ashore at Iwo Jima, and you told me everyone in that photo was either killed or wounded. Are there some other guys that you knew well that you lost in the war that you still think about today? So you're pointing at the wall. You want me to pull this photo down. I'll do that. And for everybody listening, we're going to post this photo on Facebook and at hometownheroesradio.com. So it's got your picture on the back, has the names of everybody. It shows where you are. It says wounded in action or killed in action next to everybody. And there's three that have question marks. Everyone else was either wounded or killed. You're looking at those names right there. Are there some that you still can picture in your mind or think about?
Well, yeah, because, you know, you trained with those guys for several months before you went into action. There's Lieutenant Worry. He's a little old second lieutenant, real nice young kid. And, you know, he's our leader, and he gets killed. So there's no rank, doesn't have any kind of privileges there. And a lot of them I can't recognize anymore. Bob Mueller was my best buddy. I think this is Bob. He died just last year.
Well, and I look at the names here where it says KIA next to him, and I look at another picture you have on your wall, and I've seen this view before. It says 5th Marine Division. It has Mount Suribachi in the background. It has a giant flagpole with the stars and stripes flying. But in between all of that are rows and rows and rows of white crosses, that temporary cemetery on Iwo Jima. When you look at that picture, what does that mean to you? What does it represent or signify?
They made the ultimate sacrifice. And we all knew at the time it could be us. But you don't think it's you.
And we were talking about the Marine Corps Memorial in Washington, and you've been there. You've been on an honor flight, which I'd love to hear about too if you have some memories of that. But on that monument, it has a quote from Admiral Nimitz that says a lot in just a few words. It says, "Among the Marines in the Pacific War, uncommon valor was a common virtue." What does that mean to you?
Well, it means they appreciated what we were doing as a unit. It's not an individual thing.
And it sounds like you're saying the guys in this photo here, as a snapshot, as a cross-section of that, that they lived up to those words.
Absolutely. I don't know of anybody, I've never heard anybody apologize for being there. They were glad to be a part of it. That's what they went in the Marine Corps for.
And so you're wounded, an inch or so away from probably being killed with the way that shrapnel traveled through your neck, Purple Heart, back home, Gold Star family, your brother's killed in this war, but you've got a life in front of you. How did you move on? What did you have to do to plow forward?
Well, you're going to question this probably. I wanted something that had a pension. I wanted a job that paid the pension because, you know, pensions weren't really granted much in public life before that. So when I got out of service, I looked for occupations that had a pension, and the police department is the first one that hired me, and I've never regretted that.
There's even a sign over here that says James R. Friel, Chief of Police.
Well, I had that privilege of being on the department 26 years, the last 2 years that I was there, I was chief.
You know, I mentioned the honor flight. So you got to travel from here in Kansas to Washington, D.C. to see the National World War II Memorial and other sites. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was just nice to know that the government and the country recognized what its service people were doing. Like the wall, for example. Now, that's just a list of names, but man, it means so much. And people find their name on that wall. That is something. And they, fortunately, the government sent miniature copies of it around, and they'll point it out to you. And one of the most impressive monuments there, if you remember the monuments, is that Marine platoon that's marked, well, doesn't necessarily have to be a Marine, about a platoon marching up the hill. Well, the one on the left in the front row is a BAR man. And I said, that's what I did.
Yeah, those ghost soldiers at the Korean War Memorial.
When there's fog there and you come out of that fog, oh, that is so realistic.
It's really haunting. And you mentioned the Vietnam Wall and the names, and that's powerful. And the World War II Memorial, it doesn't have names inscribed, but it has a pillar for every state. It has the Pacific and Atlantic. It's got that big fountain. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that the most meaningful part of it to you was the Wall of Gold Stars, representing over 400,000 Americans who didn't come home like you did. And one of those is your brother. What did you think about when you were taking in that view at the World War II Memorial?
Well, you know, there but for the grace of God. And there, a lot of people made a lot of sacrifices. And I've never heard anybody or their family really, really regret seeing their own living relative represented for their service they've done.
Well, I just have maybe one or two more questions, and I don't want to forget to say something important. I don't want to forget to say thank you. Thank you for serving our country. You served your community here, obviously. I know you served your church.
Too.
But I'm also wondering, you're turning 100 years old. That's a lot of life to look back over.
Yeah.
Is there something that you would say that you are most proud of or most thankful for?
Just being able to serve the American people in as many capacities as I have through my life. As a Marine, as a policeman, as a citizen, I don't know. I don't know much more what I could do.
And I saw you driving up with your Purple Heart license plate and a Marine Corps globe and anchor on both sides of your rear window. So I'm just guessing that phrase, once a Marine, always a Marine, means something to you.
It absolutely does. Because everybody can't do it. The few, the proud, that's us. And I think we got a lot to be proud for.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you think's important for us to know?
Well, now that you know, spread the word. You know, just thank a serviceman. And it just kind of makes my heart swell up a little bit when you go through a grocery store and some little kid, 8, 10 years old, thank you for your service, sir. Well, you know somebody's been talking to that kid. He don't just come up with that on his own. So they're either teaching it in school or in homes now. And to serve this country is a privilege, not a duty. And I'm glad I had the privilege and the duty to be able to do it.
And what a privilege it has been for us to spend this time with Jim Friel in Topeka, Kansas. That is going to be one special 100th birthday celebration at the end of the month. And what a story he shared with us today. If you go to hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page, you'll see full color portraits of two strapping young Marines. Those photos hang side by side on Jim's wall. One, the Marine who came home with shrapnel in his neck. The other, the brother who made the ultimate sacrifice. What a powerful reminder to the rest of us today of those four words we must never forget. Freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.